David, I want to ask you something that the president said in an interview that aired this morning on CBS. I want to play that for our viewers.
First of all, we've done a whole slew of positive ads that talk exactly about how we need to change our education system, how we need to change our tax code, how we need to rebuild America, how we need to promote American energy. So those just don't get attention in the news.
The consultants who track ad spending for us tell us that last week your campaign aired negative spots more than 19,000 times and positive spots fewer than 150 times. That's less than 1% positive ads. Can that really be considered a slew?
Well, Anderson, you got to go back to when we began our media campaign. We began our media campaign in May. The whole month of May, we ran nothing but positive ads. Right now, we're running ads, some of which are comparative. I don't know how the tracker characterizes them. Some are comparative on their respective records on taxes, and some are on elements of Governor Romney's record. We've been very aggressive. We've spent tens and tens of million, $50 million or more on positive ads. In contrast, you look at the other side, and 90% of their media dollars from the very beginning have been spent on negative ads. The whole premise of the Romney campaign is a negative premise.
Three-quarters of the ads from the beginning have been negative or characterized as negative. Three-quarters of your ads.
Of their campaign.
No, of your campaign.
Of their campaign or well, that's we can have that discussion. We can go over that, but I also would invite you to go out and you guys ran some of the president's speech today. The president's campaigning all over this country, talking about how we rebuild the middle class in this country, how we rebuild the economy, about education and revitalizing American manufacturing, and all the things that we need to do to build our economy in a way that gives people a chance.
The tone of this debate has come under criticism. Jen Psaki, an Obama campaign spokeswoman, said over the weekend that the president wants a highbrow debate about, quote, what the American people actually care about. The same day, your campaign released a brutal spot featuring Mitt Romney singing America the Beautiful off-key. Does that qualify as highbrow or something American people really care about?
I think what they do care about, Anderson, is are we going to have a tax code that encourages outsourcing? That's what Governor Romney supports. He has a history in this area. Or are we going to support insourcing and end those tax breaks and reward folks for creating jobs here in America? That's what the president supports. Are we going to spend $100 billion a year on offshore tax shelters of the sort that Governor Romney has availed himself of? Or are we going to use that money for better purposes? These are the discussions we're going to have moving forward, and the perspective you bring to it is important.
Is it just a coincidence, though, that these Bain attacks really came about after some very bad job numbers came out about 2 weeks ago?
Anderson, I actually think, and you may have even talked about it on your show, we've raised issues about Bain, and let me tell you, long before these last couple of weeks, and let me tell you why. The only credential that Governor Romney's offering for the presidency is his business experience. Never talks about the fact that he was governor of Massachusetts, and with some good reason, because that record wasn't exactly a glittering record of job creation. So he talks about the fact that he's a businessman and he has great insights into the economy as a result. And so, of course, we're going to look at what that business experience is. And we began that taking a look at that as soon as he became the nominee. This isn't something new. It's part of the discussion. He entered it into the discussion, and now we're engaging in that discussion. And he says, wait a second, don't talk about my business experience. So he can talk about his business experience, but he doesn't want us to talk about his business experience.
Your campaign has even said Romney may be guilty of a felony. He's demanded an apology for that. I know you've made it clear there's no apology coming. At this point, though, is there enough evidence out there to really make that claim?
And no one really made that claim, Anderson. What Stephanie Cutter said was that if, in fact, you file papers, as he did back in 99 through 2002, saying you're the chairman, chief executive, president and sole shareholder of a company, but now you're arguing that you had nothing to do with the activities of that company, then it raises questions about that filing, or it raises questions about what you're saying now. As I said yesterday to Candy Crowley, I'm willing to give him the benefit of the doubt. I think he's misleading people now. But either way, it's not a recommendation to make a guy president of the United States.
David Oxrod, I appreciate your time. Thank you.
Okay, good to be with you.